Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service, we can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today, mainly after 3 p.m., with a high near 68. The chance of precipitation is 40%, new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a low around 45, and on Thursdays, showers likely, mainly before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 53. And in the news for today, in a follow-up to reporting from Tuesday, the Viroqua Public Safety Committee on Tuesday evening via Zoom delivered a surprise to some proposal with their recommendation to allow access to ATV-UTV vehicles on all city streets for a one-year trial and to be reviewed at that time. The proposal passed on a 3-2 vote. This decision will now go to the entire city council for a vote. The original agenda posting intended a discussion of proposed routes but developed into the blanket resolution. The topic of ATV, UTVs in Viroqua has been controversial. Currently, riding is allowed through Vernon County and in a few municipalities. Riders presently need to cart their vehicles through Viroqua. The City Council has had some preliminary discussions about routes, but now that the proposal will include all streets in a trial period, those discussions are likely to have a wider focus. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow the story and provide updates as more information comes in. And in regional news, opponents of the proposed Cardinal Hickory power line, which will carry electric current on high power lines from Iowa through southwest Wisconsin and the Driftless area, have won a temporary halt to construction. WPR News is reporting the Driftless Area Land Conservancy, the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, and several counties and municipalities had filed multiple lawsuits challenging the project in both state and federal court. The case before Dane County Judge Jacob Frost specifically challenged the permit issued by the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, claiming that two members of the commission should have recused themselves from the decision due to perceived conflicts of interest on the project. The case is currently on hold while the Wisconsin Supreme Court considers part of the conflict of interest question, but environmental groups asked Frost earlier this month for an emergency injunction to pause construction on the project, saying the utility companies plan to start clearing the right-of-way for the line starting on October 25th. The environmental groups are also hoping they may succeed in a request for an injunction from a federal court, which is scheduled to consider the motion on Friday. For the state injunction to go forward, the opposing environmental groups need to post a $32 million bond. American Transmission Company, one of the partners in the construction, said in a statement on Tuesday that the utility companies were disappointed in Frost's decision to approve the injunction, quoting, "If the bond requirement is met and the injunction becomes effective, this injunction will cause needless construction delays, postpone the delivery of essential project benefits to electric consumers, and add unnecessary costs to this essential capital project, costs which will ultimately be passed along to energy consumers," end quote, said the joint statement from ATC, ITC Midwest, and Dairyland Power. That coming from the WPR reporting. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.